Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the virtue of the one who feeds a fasting person at iftar. The virtue of the fasting person in whose presence food is eaten. In other words, this person is fasting and around him people are not fasting and they are eating food. Now this person, based on his sabr and his endurance, and he is keeping fast and people around him are eating, Allah Ta'ala even appreciates this. That he is fasting, he chose to fast, people around him are eating, Allah is rewarding this person for his sabr, for his endurance. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he is not eating, even though people around him are eating, so he is getting rewarded for that also. And the third is the dua that a fasting person makes for his host. Person has been hosted by somebody, somebody has fed him, somebody has given him something to eat. What dua does he make for his host? So we have one other thing, one point that comes up, is that we are appreciative of every ni'mat, and we are also appreciative of the ni'mat, the mun'imi haqiqi, that person that really is providing for us the ni'mat is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even that sabab that Allah is using to provide the ni'mat, we make shukr for that sabab also. For example, our existence in the world is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wanted us to come into this world, but that sabab of coming here was our parents. So therefore we are appreciative and we make shukr and we show gratitude and respect to our parents that because of them we are in this world. But in reality it's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody has given us some food, somebody has given us something, somebody has given us a gift. It's actually coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that sabab, that means that Allah ta'ala has used to bring it to us, we are also appreciative for that means and we show gratitude and respect even to the means that is sending it to us. So here, person has been hosted by someone, so he shows respect, he shows gratitude, and he makes a special dua for the person that has hosted him. So the last two ahadith discuss these two things. Inshallah, we will do it today. An Ummi Umarata al Ansariya radiallahu ta'ala anha, an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala alayha, faqaddamat ilayhi ta'aman, faqala kulihi, faqalat inni sa'imatun. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصائم تصلي عليه الملائكة إذا أكل عنده حتى يفرغ وربما قال حتى يشبع رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أم عمارة الأنصارية رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم came to her and she presented him with some food. So she had hosted رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى came to her and now she had presented some food to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her, Kuli, you also eat. In other words, she presented food to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you eat. So she replied that I am fasting. Imagine, look at the quality and the hearts of the woman at that time, the people of that time. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, they went out of their way to serve him, even though they were not in a position to eat, but they served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling her to eat, she said, I am fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels supplicate. In other words, the angels make dua for a fasting person when people eat in his presence until they finish. So all those people that are eating in the presence of a fasting person, the fasting person, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that the angels make dua for this fasting person until they finish eating. In other words, those people, so long as they are eating, this person is getting malaika to make dua for him. So just think of an example. Person is in an aeroplane, everyone around him is eating, and he is fasting. So for the duration of that period that the people are all eating, sometimes it takes half an hour, sometimes it takes 1 hour, it just depends. But so long as they are eating, this person who is fasting is getting the duas of the malaika continuously for that period. So how grateful, how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that little bit endurance that a person, it is more psychological endurance. Because now, it's not whether people eat in front of him or don't eat in front of him, it's not going to increase the level of food in his stomach, but psychologically it's going to affect him. Even that psychological taklif, if you may call it, that psychological sabr that a person is going through, Allah is appreciative of that, getting the malaika to make dua for this person. And in one, or the hadith goes on to say, or perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, until they are satiated. In other words, not until they finish eating the people around him, until the people around him are satiated, until then the malaika are making dua for this person. What an easy way to get sawab. It's not that we go in front of people that are eating. It's not that we deliberately, but if people happen to be eating around there, it's not something to say, oh, everyone is eating. How? I'm only fasting. Don't feel sad. Person's spirits should be raised. Allah is making sajjad, malaika making dua for me, just because people around me are eating. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ja'a ila Sa'ad ibn Ubada radiallahu anhu, faja'a bi khubzin wa zaytin, فأكل ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفطر عندكم الصائمون وأكل طعامكم الأبرار وصلت عليكم الملائكة رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah رضي الله عنه who brought some bread and olive oil to him. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah in this instance. In the last one, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Hazrat Umme Umara al-Ansariya. So in this instance, between this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, who brought some bread and olive oil to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate and said, he made this dua, Aftara indakum as-sa'imun. May you host those who are fasting for iftar. May you host those who are fasting for iftar. Ulama explained this dua has a meaning, that may Allah grant you the reward of those who feed a fasting person. We did the reward that Allah Ta'ala gives the person who feeds a fasting person the same reward as the person that has fasted, without decreasing the reward of the fasting person in the least. So here the first part of this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that may Allah Ta'ala grant you the reward of those who feed a fasting person. Here you fed a fasting person. So that's the first part of the dua. Wa akala ta'amakum al-abrar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the second part of this dua, which means, may the righteous people eat your food. May pious people eat your food. What we learn also is that when we call people specifically to our house, this is not speaking about general feeding when you're feeding the public. This is calling, speaking about specific, when you're inviting people for specific dawahs, then you should invite pious people. So this is the second part of the dua. May righteous people eat your food. The reason for this distinction, is that when a person feeds anybody, even if he feeds animals also, Allah Ta'ala rewards a person. However, when we're inviting people to our home, or we're inviting people for a specific dawat that we are hosting at some place, now because it's a specific invite, now we should look for the pious people and we should invite them. So the second part of this dua, may righteous people eat your food. And the third part of the dua, وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, may the angels make dua for you. So look at this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It covers all the angles, all the ahadith we did. Just quickly, one more time. Aftara indakum as-sa'imun. It's a dua we should remember. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. He presented Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with bread and olive oil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua in general. So what we learn here is that anytime anybody invites us to his house, this is the dua we should make. Sometimes we just go say thank you, the meal was very nice, or jazakallah. But let us learn these masnoon du'as. Somebody invited us, a general invite, whether we're fasting or not fasting, it's a general invite, somebody invited us. When we're leaving or after eating, we should make this dua for that person. This is what we are taught. What is the first part of the dua? Aftara indakum as-sa'imun, that may the fasting people eat at your place. In other words, may you host fasting people. وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ, and may the righteous people eat your food. And the third part of the dua, وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and may the angels supplicate for you. أَفْتَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Such a beautiful, easy dua. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So the next time somebody invites us home, at the bare minimum we should do, try and learn this dua. There are many other duas also to read for a person that has hosted us. However, today's hadith, we came across this dua. Let us try and remember it and let us try and implement it, inshallah. It's a very simple dua, but it's a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the guest makes for the host. Ya Allah, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.